Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Portland Pilot Show. We do this show every Monday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And boy, we got a huge listening group tonight, and we appreciate that. Spread the word if you enjoy the show, listening the first time or often. We also appreciate that. We'll never want to run out of listeners on this show. I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. Even though the Pilots are a member of the West Coast Conference, I have only one C in that, at WC Hoops, or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. And as well, I just want to mention, because there's kind of a pilot tie-in here, don't forget the next NoHo Sports Lunch. If you're in the Portland area, Vancouver area, or you can come from anywhere, it's on December 2nd, and it'll be at NoHo's Hawaiian, 4635 Northeast Fremont in Portland, Oregon. And then, of course, NoHo's got the 26th and Clinton right up the street from my alma mater, Cleveland High School. But anyway, that'll be a great day, too, because the Pilots travel to Portland State, and that's turned out to be a very good rivalry. Correct, Jason Bro?
Yeah, absolutely. Good, nothing like some good Rose City basketball. Portland State has been very entertaining games. Both teams like to get up and down, and we're looking forward to another good matchup this year at the Stott Center.
And, of course, shame on me not giving Jason Broly, certainly deserves a proper introduction. He's the Associate Athletic Director at University of Portland. He is tremendous. He kind of drives this program. When I asked him to do it, he didn't hesitate, even though he's a busy guy. And it's paid off because we got tons of listeners, and he's created that. We want to thank Colin Pop, University of Portland men's basketball outstanding assistant, filling in last week. Colin did a great job. Not that I would have expected anything less. Jason, the weather's turned on us. It means basketball's coming. We're definitely going to talk about that tonight, but fall sports are still going. And what's kind of grabbed you this year as we get close to wrapping up fall sports? What's got your attention, and I know you're not going to slight any of the things, but what's really stood out to you?
Yeah, I think the development of the women's volleyball program under Brent Crouch, we've talked about it a lot throughout the season, and they just kind of, just the second-year program, he took over a program that didn't win a match 3 years ago. Last year, they won one conference match. This year, they rattled off 11 straight non-conference victories and then playing in a tough conference. They already have three WCC victories, including a home sweep, which is something, they haven't done since 1994. So this weekend, Thursday and Saturday, they beat San Francisco and Santa Clara in five sets, respectively. So, that program is something, we liked Brent a lot when we brought him in. We knew he could probably turn the program around, but with how competitive WCC volleyball is, with about six teams in the top 50 in the nation, for him to be already in year number two, turning that program around, and the hard work of the girls on the team to get them to where they're being competitive against top 50 programs, and getting top 50 wins already is pretty remarkable. So we're really excited about the direction of that program. Women's soccer got a nice win against Gonzaga. They have their senior day coming up on Saturday, only going to graduate two seniors, so the future looks bright. For the Gonzaga women as well, for the Pilot women's soccer as well. And then men's cross country continues to be one of our elite programs, finishing second at the WCC championships this last weekend up in Spokane with, really a lot of injuries, the graduation of five key starters from last year's team. The injury bug hit them. Most of the key runners on the team this year are either coming back from injury or out, and they still managed to finish only behind, one of the top five teams in the country in BYU. So they're heading into regionals next week, with some hopes of again qualifying for nationals. And not many programs have the depth to lose their top five runners and then come back and compete for a spot at nationals again. So, so the fall seasons are winding down. There's been some highlights. There's, some programs are young and on the rise, but I'm really looking forward to the basketball season, especially men's basketball, a program I'm very familiar with and work with and travel with And I've seen a lot of good stuff out of that program, and I think they're going to be very entertaining. So excited to kind of shift seasons here and get into basketball season.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. It's no secret that my three loves in sports are basketball, all levels, golf, and sports business, and they don't rank them in any order. But it's time. It's time. It's this week for both the men and women with their opening games, and a familiar opponent comes in on Saturday, Jason, at 2 p.m., Cal Irvine, which definitely is a team that no one can ever sleep on.
No, absolutely. You know, an NAIA power, Ken Ammon, who's a former teammate of Coach Reveno at Stanford. It's kind of been an annual occurrence now where Concordia Irvine comes up and plays an exhibition against the Pilots. And, you know, one year it went to overtime. Another year it was a buzzer beater. You know, they get very good, high-quality players, good, high-quality talent. And it's a great early season test to kind of gauge where the Pilots are. We're excited about that. Last weekend, the team went down to Oregon State and participated in a close scrimmage against Wayne Tinkle's young, talented team, and it was a great opportunity for both teams to kind of work out some kinks and play against somebody else. I think both teams were probably sick of playing each other every day in practice, so that was a good opportunity against a good Pac-12 program for the Pilots to kind of gauge where they are, and now they'll get to do it in front of some fans on Saturday.
Yeah, the women, I believe, open up on Sunday. That's a 6 p.m. game?
Women actually open up Friday at 7 o'clock at Warner Pacific this Friday. Yeah.
Warner Pacific. Dad got my days mixed up. Sorry about that, Jason, but go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, another young team, guard-oriented team that's coming in. Cheryl Sorensen in her second year graduated, you know, 4 senior starters, so they're in transition as well. And, you know, hoping that they can develop those freshmen really quick, so that'll be a first opportunity. That, you know, the women had a close scrimmage this last weekend against George Fox, who's a very good women's basketball powerhouse down at the George Fox program. So got a little run in against some other opponents, and then now they're looking forward to their exhibition opener against Warner Pacific Friday night.
And, of course, back-to-back games in the Great Child Center, which I've been telling everybody that I could ever see what a place to watch basketball. I've been saying that, you know, for, you know, over 30 years. And, Jason, is there anything that's going to be unveiled that you can tell our listeners about that they might not have seen at the Child Center before if they attend either of those games? And I know you're constantly, to meet as a staff, and you kind of spearhead that to make the experience much better for fans each year.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've talked a little bit about concessions. We're going to add a specialty nacho bar stand up there. We're going to have nice new visual menus for fans. And then one of the things I'm really excited about, not specifically in the Child Center, but on campus, is this last weekend we opened up the new Pilot House, which is an on-campus restaurant and bar, and it's a beautiful space across the parking lot. You know, so you can look forward to events and watch parties in that new Pilot House space, open to the public. Anybody can go in there. So, you know, when we're on the road and playing games and even on home games, if, you know, if our students are just happen to be walking across to get dinner and stop in the Pilot House, they can watch all of our televised and streamed games right online. So we're excited about hosting events over there. It's a beautiful space. So many new beautiful buildings on campus, including the rec center across the street. So, you know, if fans are coming back for basketball season for the first time, the campus specifically is going to look a lot different. Baseball field with lights, new rec center across the street, new Pilot House across the parking lot. You know, it's really raising the profile of the university, but they all tie into athletics as well, which we're really excited about.
And, of course, we've mentioned this last year, Jason, when we first started doing this program about how technology has changed your job. It's changed the way we look at things. And interesting, you mentioned streaming the games live in the new Pilot House. And you know, it's just really some technology. And in interviews that they've conducted over and over again with students, why or why they not attend games, it has a lot to do with, can they get a good social media experience? Can they get a good connection inside of an arena?
Absolutely, yeah. We're working on that, and we're working on, we'll be launching a brand new Pilots app. You know, we had one that was tied in with our website previously, but we're going to have a very new interactive fan app that we're going to launch here in the next week or two, hopefully, that'll allow fans to be very interactive, to your point on that, and be a great source of University of Portland athletics information, integrating all of our great video work that our video team does. You know, we've talked about launching, you know, with a partnership with Comcast, getting a lot of our more games exposure on regional television. We have a great regional and national television package with Root Sports and ESPN already, so we're just continuing to expand off of that. Great partnership with 910 ESPN Portland Radio with Entercom. We have a multi-year contract set in place with them, with Coach's Show every Monday night, that we're going to move to the new Pilot House to be much more campus interactive. So there's a lot of good things going on around the athletic department and basketball, and everything in terms of promotion and visibility and from a marketing perspective. So now we just got to pull through on the court and reach out to that wider fan base and get people excited about University of Portland athletics.
And in the pre-league, you've got a really nice schedule for both the men and women. And the men, I can't remember off the top of my head, and you're gonna smack me for this, Jason, because you know what a schedule guy I am, but there's at least one Sunday night game, which I really love Sunday night basketball in December and November.
Yeah, we've got a pretty balanced schedule with a lot of days, especially over the December holiday break. We've got some, you know, before Christmas, a conference starting on Monday, Wednesday. We have Sunday, Tuesday games. It's kind of a mixed bag. We got a great Saturday night game against Boise State, which is probably the marquee non-conference home game on our schedule. Far West Classic Friday, Saturday night doubleheaders with Oregon State at Moda Center on December 18th and 19th. So it's a very good balanced schedule. We have 18 total home games on the home season ticket package, which is a very good number. Usually you're looking at about 15 games, but we get 18 games, and you can throw in two more since the doubleheader at the Moda Center will qualify one ticket for both games each night there. So it's really a 20-game package starting as low as $126. So we're really excited to try to give fans the opportunity to come and see really a high-powered offense, a lot of three-point shots, up-and-down pace of Pilot basketball. You know, write your own is kind of their motto this year in terms of, you know, we're not going to expect people to come and give us the respect. We're going to earn it. We're going to write our own history, hopefully write it into the record books, and I think they have a good chance of doing that this year.
Let's give you a little bit of attention. I know you really have known you a long time. You're very humble, very giving person, but anything new that you're doing in your job this year that you had to kind of adjust and take on, or any new insights that I think our listeners would really enjoy? They like to get into the head of people that are kind of on this programs that I do and learn more about them. So anything new you're doing or adjustments you've had to make?
Yeah, no, I've had the great opportunity with different, you know, bosses, and currently Scott Lakem's a great supervisor and manager of our department. He's given me some expanded opportunities to grow as an administrator. So it started a couple years ago with being the sports admin for our men's and women's tennis programs, and they've kind of really taken off here the last couple years, not so much from what I've done, but collectively what we've been able to do to provide them support and them doing a great job in recruiting. So on the heels of that, we wanted to kind of give Scott a little more free time to go and do what athletic directors should be doing and fundraise and planning and strategic planning and whatnot. So as part of that, we were trying to take sports admin duties of women's soccer off of his plate, and that gave me a great opportunity with the relationship I've had with that staff and the history of that program. So that's been added to my plate this year in terms of oversight of not just men's and women's tennis, but women's soccer, which is a great opportunity, and I love working with them. You know, the video aspect has changed a lot over the last few years, and so being the executive producer and working with our video team and building out the Portside with the Pilots half an hour creative show on Comcast, as well as the new television relationships we're developing, just being at the forefront of that has been a great growing opportunity for me professionally as well. I think we're going to be putting together an internal video package that I would put up against anybody in the country, especially for a school of our size. you know, the big Power 5 schools have network deals already in place where they're outsourcing everything to Pac-12 Network, SEC Network, Longhorn Network, but not many places like the University of Portland or mid-majors are really creating their own television package and distributing it on a local regional sports provider, and that's what we're doing. So all those things, in addition to some other projects which come through, are great opportunities that I individually get and we collectively get at a smaller school like the University of Portland, where we get to get our hands dirty in a lot of different areas, which is very exciting and rewarding.
Yeah, very good. I'm glad you talked about that because you're a humble person, but you work so hard and you do such a great job. Speaking of working hard, there was a lot of hard work last Monday. The reason you weren't able to join us and Colin Poff filled in so admirably for you, you were down at the WCC Media Day. The polls were kind of unveiled, and I actually hit the poll, as you know, pretty good when you asked me about it, because I had the first four right, and then I said it's grab bag, and it wouldn't be surprised at all if the Pilots weren't ranked fifth, and that's how it happened. What a genius.
Yeah, well,
you're a
knowledgeable hoops guy, Greg. I'd expect nothing less. But, yeah, that's I think there's a good amount of respect for the Pilots, you know, despite losing five key players and three starters, the recognition that we're bringing back, you know, a very good backcourt, and Alec Wintering, who was a preseason all-conference member, Bryce Presley, who's a senior, and the recognition by the coaches of what Coach Reveneau's done in his time here. That's pretty good to lose three starters, four or five rotation players, and, you know, be picked fifth in 10-team conference behind some, you know, regular powers in Gonzaga, BYU. You know, Pepperdine, which we talked about last week, is, you know, returning all five starters and a program on the rise. And St. Mary's deserves the respect that they're getting based on what they've done over the course of Randy Bennett's coaching career. But, you know, Pilot slotted in at fifth with an opportunity to, you know, challenge. And I think that's the respect that Portland deserves, but they're excited to prove maybe they're better than that.
All right, Jason, it's time for the bad and the good and the ugly of the program. We do this every Monday night. Jason gets to ask me one question, which probably gives him a little break. He always asks a great question, and I give an ugly answer, but fire away.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering what you think about, you know, on the basketball. What do you think about the Blazers? I know you follow everything. They've gotten off to a little rough start, but what do you think about their prospects and how they're going to compete this year?
Well, first of all, a great question, and I do follow it closely, the NBA. I follow all levels down to high school basketball. But, you know, they're definitely going to win more than 26 games, as most of the Vegas odds makers have them winning. Who those Vegas odds makers, by the way, are quite good because, Jason, you never see the lights going out in any of those places. But anyway... I think that they're going to be a lot better than people think. They had a huge road win tonight in Minnesota with Flip Saunders Memorial and an emotional night there. And it seems like a game almost impossible to win. And the Blazers won the game, and now they're going to go on and play a Utah team that isn't playing that well. But I think it was critical for them to get off to a good start in November with such a young team and not get down. So I think they're pretty good. They're a well-run organization. Chris McGowan does a great job on the business side. And you know, I actually think, too, is when they're good and everything else, that helps college basketball in this town. I'm not one of those people that say they hurt college basketball because I think they bring attention to basketball. Very good question. Now we got three of them for you. The first one was, it's kind of, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, Jason, but it's good for an update. It's from Cliff in Southwest Portland. Cliff wants to know who is looking good besides the obvious on the team, in your opinion, right now, Jason. Good question.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, the obvious being, you know, Alec Wintering, Bryce Presley. I think some people that maybe our fans are not as familiar with, the junior college transfer Jarrell Marshall is going to be a real immediate impact guy. You know, 6'6", he'll play the four. He's kind of right now slotted in the starting lineup, but a versatile inside-outside player that can really score the basketball. You know, and from a local perspective, Jazz Johnson, you know, freshman from Lake Oswego, high volume scorer at the high school level. I think he's going to be a high volume scorer. I don't know how many minutes he's going to get, and he's got a few areas that he needs to improve. But one thing he can do right away, which is an asset that, as you well know, Greg, works no matter what level of basketball you're in, is he can score the basketball, and he scores it very well. So I could see him, you know, depending on if he can earn minute opportunities, his points per minute are going to be very high, I think. So it's exciting. And when you're talking about players that haven't really or will have to work their way into the rotation that you're excited about, that just speaks to the depth and talent on the roster.
Very good. The next question, Jason, we always use three. And by the way, these questions can go to gregcrawfordbasketball@gmail.com. And we'll definitely take a hard look at them. And I have a staff of many that picks them all out. Yuck, yuck, yuck. But anyway, Carol asked a question about that, you know, and you kind of talked about this in your job duties. She said she lives for that opening video on the scoreboard, and you got a special one planned again this year, Jason, she says. And she says, I love it.
Yeah, we'll work on it, and we'll hopefully update it a few times. We'll launch it for the Oregon Tech game, you know, a game that we're excited to host Danny Miles and Oregon Tech on Friday the 13th that evening. So we'll launch our first one, and then as we get more highlights, because there's so many new guys that we're expecting so many good things for, we'll be sure to refresh those throughout the year. And, you know, I know we heard our players love those. It gets them hyped up. So, you know, our video team of James Vega and Jose Navarez are working on that. We've got some green screen days set up here in the next week to get some of the new guys in the mix. And we'll launch that first incarnation of that on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, very good. And, of course, my good friend Danny Miles, I'm loving that. I'm excited to see it. And I understand they're pretty good, Jason, so... I know a couple schools that have scrimmaged against him. They said they're very good, so that'll be a good show honoring him in his 45th year and retiring 45 years at Oregon Tech. Incredible, and what a record he's had there, and what a man he is. But third question tonight comes from Jonathan in all places, Jason, Boise, Idaho. And he gives Crawford a little compliment, so we had to put this in. He says, Crawford brings out stuff in this program that a lot of people wouldn't pay attention to, and I appreciate it. And he says, one thing, Jason, he brings out is he loves you as an analyst on the road games, and I do too, he says. Are you going to be doing that again this year? So, thank you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, from an analyst perspective, until I'm told not to do it anymore, I enjoy doing it. So I'll continue to do it when possible, which, you know, is pretty much just for the road games and neutral site games that we're not hosting. I wish I could do it at home games, but there's just a few too many tasks that we have going on for me to do it at home games. But yeah, that's the plan. I'll continue to do it. And, glad to hear the feedback, and you can send those directly to Scott Lakem, my boss, the, you know, 5000 North Willamette Boulevard. You know, feel free to advocate for a pay raise and anything else that all those fans want to do on my behalf. I'm very appreciative.
Yeah, and that brings up a question that I have, Jason, about the broadcast. Of course, my beloved Linfield Wildcats are probably going to go deep in the football playoffs. Who does back up Bill Johnson, your iconic broadcaster, if he can't make it for the play-by-play?
Yeah, there's a few people that we turn to, and it's kind of year by year. You know, hopefully not you don't want to jinx Linfield, and I appreciate how far they go. So, but I love working with Bill. He's the first choice, obviously. If he can't do it, we're going to have Travis Demers, who's been in the Portland market doing radio for various places and as well as on Comcast. He's going to fill in for us this Saturday. Sometimes I've had to do it, which is a scary proposition. I remember when we were on the road at Ohio and couldn't find a backup in time, I did the play-by-play, which was, I'm sure, torturous for everybody. As good as I am as an analyst, play-by-play is not necessarily in my blood. But, yeah, we have some people. I got a short list of people from David Endres to Travis Demers that will fill in if Bill can't make it. So we'll be Portland fans listening on the radio will be in good hands for sure.
Yeah, and they're all good. And, you know, Jason, that brings up a good memory When we played, and I say we collectively, the Pilots played the Ohio Bobcats here about 3 or 4 years ago. They brought a huge amount of their fans to the game. It was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually a big school, and they have a great basketball following, and it was surprising to see how much green was in the stands, and that was a very good team. The year after, they went to the Elite Eight, and then we got to play them as they raised the banners that following year on their home opener. So good basketball program, and it's interesting to learn about programs like that as you kind of travel around and the history and tradition and the fan following. Murray State last year, even though we didn't go to their host site on campus, we were in the vicinity in Nashville and just seeing their fan base and how intelligent their fan base was pretty impressive. So college basketball is just a great sport with a lot of history and traditions throughout the country, and it's always good to go and pick out some schools that you might not be as familiar with and learn a little bit about them.
And, Jason, once again, you drive this program. Tremendous job. And we have another big-time listening audience tonight, and I'm pretty familiar with Blog Talk Radio since I do several shows on it. And I know when it's a great audience, and we've got a huge numbers tonight. So lay it on us for basketball, with starting with the women, which I'm really excited to see what they have this year, and excited to see the men, and it's kind of opening weekend. Tell us the game times, how soon the gates open, and anything else you want to throw out.
Yeah, game times both on Friday, 7 p.m. tip, women versus Warner Pacific, gates open at 6, free to the public. The following day, come back out in the afternoon, Pilots versus Concordia Irvine, men's basketball on Saturday the 7th. 2 o'clock tip-off, gates open at 1 o'clock. And again, both those exhibitions, Friday night and Saturday afternoon, will be free and open to the general public. Season ticket holders can pick up their season tickets, but it'll be a lot of fun. Come out and get a little bit of, get a chance to see, get a sneak peek at the teams. And then, it starts the following week with the regular season, the games that count. So we're hoping to get a lot of fans out. They're going to be, both teams are going to like to play fast, up-tempo basketball, and it should be exciting to watch.
And Jason, come on now, you forgot one thing. Greg Crawford's favorite thing.
Free parking, absolutely. Free parking. It goes without saying, Greg. You should know that. Everybody should know that by now. That's the thing at the University of Portland. You never have to pay a dime to park.
Yeah, and you know, my middle name is Free Parking. I've changed it. But I just think it's one thing that's really special about University of Portland, among many things, Jason. That free parking, I kind of make a little humor out of it, but at the other end of the spectrum, since I know the sports business world, I know how critical that is to successful and driving people to an event.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to the Blazers game when it was pouring down rain when they hosted Phoenix the other day, and luckily I was fortunate enough to have a parking pass, but I couldn't imagine not, or having to pay about $20 to park a couple blocks away. It is definitely an added benefit.
Yeah, no question, in the beautiful Child Center. Great job tonight, Jason. We'll be back next Monday night when we'll be talking about the games over the weekend and fall sports, and then we'll talk about Danny Miles coming into the Child Center, which is going to be a tremendous night. They always, as you know, Jason, travel very well, the Oregon Tech fans. I know they'll be led by their great president and a close friend of mine, Chris Maples, and he'll be leading the charge up here, and it'll be a great night, and we'll talk about it next Monday night. Terrific job tonight, and we'll see you on Saturday, Jason.
Thanks, Greg. Looking forward to seeing you out there.
You betcha. That's Jason Bro, the Associate Athletic Director at University of Portland, and thank you for listening tonight. Spread the word about this program. As you can tell, Jason is terrific. You get so much information from him that you won't hear a lot of other places. So good night, everybody, and do not forget to make your free throws.